The Nautilus resumed its unruffled southbound heading. It went along the 50th meridian with considerable speed. Would it go to the pole? I don't think so, because every previous attempt to reach this spot on the globe had failed. Besides, the season was already quite advanced, since March 13th on Antarctic shores corresponds with September 13th in the northernmost regions, which marks the beginning of the equinoctial period. On March 14th, at latitude 55 degrees, I spotted floating ice, plain pale bits of rubble 20 to 25 feet long, which formed reefs over which the sea burst into foam. The Nautilus stayed on the surface of the ocean. Having fished in the Arctic seas, Ned Land was already familiar with the sight of icebergs. Conseil and I were marveling at them for the first time. In the sky, toward the southern horizon, there stretched a dazzling white band. English whalers had given this the name Ice Blink. No matter how heavy the clouds may be, they can't obscure this phenomenon. It announces the presence of a pack or shoal of ice.